You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Advocates point to inclusive and comprehensive sex education as one way to counter skewed risks LGBTQ plus people face in the United States. There isn't a national standardized sex ed curriculum, and requirements at the state level vary, with some having laws in place that stigmatize and or exclude material involving LGBTQ plus people, relationships, and safety. Delaware schools are required to teach sex ed, but state standards don't match nationally recognized standards and must stress abstinence. With that in mind, Planned Parenthood of Delaware is set to start offering INCLUDE, an inclusive sex ed program, this April. And Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sat down with the organization's Patricia Hartman and Jay Green to talk about this program.
My name is Jay Green. I'm the Education and Community Outreach Coordinator here at Planned Parenthood.
My name is Patty Hartman. I am the Director of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood of Delaware.
Us generally, can you just tell me what the INCLUDE program is overall?
INCLUDE is a program geared for young people between the ages of 14 and 19 to teach them about prevention, how to navigate appointments and knowing their rights, specifically geared to LGBTQ youth and their allies. INCLUDE serves to address the sexual health disparities that's affecting LGBT youth. LGBT youth are disproportionately impacted by unintended pregnancies and STI rates than their hetero cisgendered peers.
Can you speak to your life experience or even your time putting this curriculum together? Any data or experiences that illustrate the need for this kind of curriculum and information for young people?
So I have a BA in liberal studies with the concentration with child development and LGBT studies and certified in trauma-informed care. And my experiences and working here with Planned Parenthood of Delaware, they see that there's a need in the community where people or community members are not getting information or care. And part of their mission is that all are welcome here and care no matter what. So they see a spot that is missing, and we are filling that spot by providing this information to young people in the state of Delaware.
And to zoom out, why is it important, in your opinion, and also from your experience, to teach sexual education overall, not even zooming in on the LGBTQ plus population?
Talking about sex ed is just one aspect of health and education. And studies show that young people who are provided with accurate information, they're more likely to delay sexual activity.
That reminds me of a clip circulating online from a show similar to 16 and Pregnant. One of the conversations had is between a teenager who is pregnant and her mother. And something that the mother says is that she raised her children in a religious household and didn't teach them about sex. And her daughter says, I think that if I had been taught about this or if I could go back in time, I would have acted differently. Why do you think it's important to have these kinds of open and blunt conversations with young people?
I will say the statement made earlier about older people saying that they haven't, because of their background, they haven't had much conversations. That's not an uncommon phrase that has been heard to people like myself and other sex educators. They've actually heard that a lot. That's exactly the reason to have those conversations from the parents' perspective of who have not had that conversation, who was not aware what their choices were or the outcomes of having sex or the risks that were involved. And so to have these blunt conversations with their kids will give them that knowledge. And coming from the values perspective of the parent to make these informed decisions for themselves.
That makes sense. Something you've touched on and I've also found in research ahead of this conversation was that very few queer youth have access to inclusive sex education. And they also experience more negative sexual health outcomes, which includes increased risk for STIs, pregnancy, and intimate partner violence. Why do you think it's important to cover LGBTQ plus sex ed specifically?
It speaks to their experience. The norm or what is taught is primarily heterosexual experiences, and that might not have been their experience. And it's because of those disparities, right? The unintended pregnancies, the at-risk these are all why it's important to have these conversations or to make sex ed a bit more inclusive. To make it more accessible to everybody, I think just not concentrating on penetrative sex. So to discuss more about being safe around oral sex or anal sex, condom usage, basically adding more inclusive things about like around protection between with oral sex, use of dental dams. We all know about condoms, female condoms, and that all those things that are available to help prevent against STIs transmission. And also to include a bit more talks about birth control for those who could get pregnant.
It seems like it's essentially just making sure that conversations that are already had in sex ed programs just also include LGBTQ plus people and interactions. Is that fair to say that it's really just an extension on what already exists?
Yes. When a person has all the information to make the choices for themselves, again, the study shows like with accurate information, they're more likely to delay and become safe when it comes down to sexual activity, whether it's postponing or to use protection. So no matter who, gender, or identity, having this knowledge is beneficial.
I'm thinking about folks who hear the words LGBTQ plus and they're immediately on guard. And while I think it's important to not center those people in this conversation, what would you say to someone who's hesitant about including queer sex ed in a general sex ed discussion?
This is where allies come in, right? To help prevent the spreading of misinformation. This is one of those areas where the information will, is beneficial to everybody. The more that everyone knows about how to prevent or to stay safe for themselves, the better it is for the community. It's impactful that way. There's so much misinformation out there that the better informed everyone is with facts, the less likely they are to put themselves or others at risk for sexually transmitted infections.
Will you be teaching these classes?
I would be teaching. This is a new program for us here at PPBE. It's a great curriculum from Spark, and we are trying to get some movement on this program as we speak. We are setting a date, so I'm aiming for late April.
And is this program offered for free?
So for groups or scheduled sessions, you can contact me at education@ppde.org, or they can call 302-224-8099. The program is funded by a community grant, and so it's free to participants. And the course is a 3-hour course that could be a 1-day or a 3-hour straight shot, or can be broken up into three 1-hour modules.
I understand this program is in its early days. What is it like over there in terms of funding for Planned Parenthood at your locations? And is this definitely going to be available for the foreseeable future? Can you just give me a little bit of a picture of what things look like right now?
Abby, are you okay if I take this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Planned Parenthood of Delaware is definitely feeling the pinch of federal funding cuts. We have been providing care regardless of the fact that people who are coming through our doors are Medicaid recipients and we are not getting reimbursed. So we feel it. And it's a disservice to the many people in the communities that lack access to care and who come to us for anything from wellness checks to cancer screenings. We are not getting reimbursed for those services, but we are not turning anyone away. But it's not sustainable. And so we are, definitely hoping that our lawmakers in Delaware and that our donors will help us because the federal government has cut back. Planned Parenthoods across the country are feeling it. We have not had to shut our doors, but there are over 100 clinics, I believe, at this point. There are definitely dozens of clinics that have had to close their doors because of the federal cuts.
How long are you expecting to have this program available, best case scenario and worst?
I would say, since this program is funded through a community grant, it is funded. So we have the program available, and we strongly encourage people who are interested in expanding or sharing information that will help the LGBT community and allies with sex education to reach out to us.
Is there anything else I didn't ask that I should have, or something else you'd like to add?
Yes, I think a piece that we're missing or that has not been shared is that at the heart of this program, it is to help young people navigate the healthcare system. So how to talk to their healthcare providers about what their needs are and who they are to bridge that gap between conversations between provider and servicer.
And what might those conversations look like that differentiate it from a traditional sex ed program that might largely have cis and heterosexual students in mind?
Well, we have these cue cards, and on these cue cards, a young person can either write the information about themselves on it and hand it to the provider so they don't have to verbalize it themselves, or they can read what's on the card to the healthcare provider. So it's all about them. So please call me by my name, my pronouns are, this is how I identify, and this is what I would like to talk about in this appointment setting. We also cover how to fill out intake forms at a clinic if this is your first time, if you've already been established there, but how to have those conversations with the healthcare provider.
That's an aspect I didn't know was included. It's great. I graduated a couple years ago, and that was definitely something that was intimidating to me, you know, receiving care and not being sure how to vocalize my concerns.
Yeah, that's the purpose of kind of filling those gaps and to give that insight so that they, one, it doesn't come across as awkward, because we do have practice sessions on how to have those conversations or mock form filling and mock introductions with the healthcare provider to make it a little less awkward.
Thanks to Planned Parenthood of Delaware's Patricia Hartman and Jay Green and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. And The Green continues in a moment with Art's Playlist and a preview of Chapel Street Players' latest production. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.